dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Wednesday to you. Another fantastic week, and you are once again tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian entertainment news and music. Let's be real here. It's always a great afternoon whenever I am here, right? For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from our station on the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. The date is November 25th. It's hard to believe that we're about done with November now, too. And I know that there are a lot of people who are really starting to feel the effects of the past few months. Some of us may be burning out. Hold tight, we're almost there, and hopefully I can provide you with just an hour away from all that. First up, I know that over the period I've done this show, I've never really brought in any sort of hip-hop music as done by Mandarin or Cantonese-speaking artists, and let's just say that there's a first time for everything. The first track is by Da Zui Ba, which literally translates to Big Mouth, stylized as Da Mouth. They're a four-member music group composed of rapper MC 40, DJ Chenghua, and vocalist Harry and Aiza, a male vocalist and a female vocalist. They're a multi-ethnic group, in a way. DJ Chenghua is Taiwanese-Japanese. He's actually won numerous DJ awards over his career, and he's primarily the producer for the group. He produces all their music. Harry is part Korean, and he was raised in the States, in California. Aiza is Japanese, and she's been performing in Taiwan for a number of years now. And MC 40 is Taiwanese-Canadian, right here in Canada. He was raised right here in Vancouver. While not the typical hip-hop style, they do fall under that genre. MC 40 writes most of the lyrics and is considered one of Taiwan's best rappers. They have a very experimental sound, and it's more noticeable on their new album, Back to the Future, which today's song is on, and it's called The Loser. It's characterized by a extremely 80s sound that kind of leads into the track. When MC 40 starts his verse, it switches up a little bit, and then it just goes back to this retro vibe and just kind of maintains it throughout the entire song. This track, they had some outside help for this one. It was composed by actually a very famous composer known as Star Chen, and a different lyricist wrote the words to this song as well. But it's a good example of the work that they usually release. If there's one way to describe the track, it's very funky, and overall, it's just a lot of fun. So that's coming up next. Let's check it out. Da Mouth with Loser.
Yeah.
That was Da Mouth with Loser, Big Mouth with their song Loser, describing their desire to not be a lame in the eyes of that special someone. It's something fairly relatable, I'm sure, to most of us here. I'm sure everyone has been through this situation before. It's all right, it's okay, and I'll leave it here. If they were painful memories, I'm not going to make you relive those moments. The fact that they, as a group, a more pop music-oriented group, are able to take part more creatively in the music is rare, first off, and it gives you the feeling that they are a little more genuine than a lot of pop artists in this Chinese music industry. Maybe not this track in particular, but certainly some of their other work. The next track I have is from South Korea. It's a bit of a special track, not the track being special, but more of the occasion. So some of my fellow Korean music followers will know about this. Recently, there was an announcement that a K-pop concert would be taking place here in Vancouver early next year. The very lovable A-Pink will be performing here in this city for the first time ever in Canada. So in celebration of that, I have a song from them. It's their 2014 release, Mr. Chu. And just as a side note to all the Mr. Chus out there, just hold up a moment. They're not singing about you or your name. You have my sincerest apologies. The word Chu in this case is actually more of a phonetic way of writing out a sound. It refers to the sound of a kiss in the same way that in English we have something like mwah, something like that, like mwah, like that type of sound. In the usual Korean pop fashion, this is a very lovey-dovey, cookie-cutter Korean pop song. They're just so flustered and nervous about this guy. They just want to see him and be with him. They're just really asking for a kiss right on the lips, making them even more nervous. It has a very simple, very pleasant melody, and really it just keeps with their image of being these very lovable, pretty girls. And in honor of their first time performing in Canada, here is A-Pink with Mr. Chu.
Mr. Chu, it's true, yeah, true.
That was A-Pink with Mr. Chu. Wasn't that adorable? It's just a little something nice and bubbly added for interest. As mentioned, they will be performing here in Vancouver. It will be their first time here and one of the first real Korean pop experiences for this city. The anticipation is high, so go check out more if you are interested. Next up, something from the Korean hip-hop scene. The song is the latest release from P-Type, one of the OGs of Korean hip-hop. It features Verbal Jint on the hook, also one of Korea's OG hip-hop artists. Together, these two were the ones who really helped pioneer the flow of Korean hip-hop. They helped make the blueprint for everyone who came after them. They were really the ones to really kind of start the trend and really perfect the craft in the early 2000s. They're signed to the same label, actually, Brand New Music, and so this is a collaboration of epic proportions. The track from these two legends is called Time Lag 2. It has a very booming, punchy drum line combined with some simple piano riffs and some acoustic guitars, and it really comes together to make a very powerful yet very melodic sound. It features P-Type's unique pioneering flow and Verbal Jint's rather raw vocals. Verbal Jint is, of course, known as one of the best MCs in Korea, and that he has elected to sing on this track is actually very different for him, if not a little refreshing. The lyrics are also a little bit of a departure from P-Type's usual fare. The idea behind this song is that he's addressing an ex. He remembers the times that they had. They've grown apart long ago, but it seems like that he still thinks of her very often, but he acknowledges that they've both moved on, hence they're in different time zones. They're both seeing other people existing at the same time, yet far away and distant. It's oddly touching, if a little out of the ordinary for an artist like P-Type. Let's check it out now.
Hey, we've been living in a different time zone. 이 노래 속에 담긴 말로 내 마음 담아내는 게 불가능해. 알면서도 나는 why 여기서 멈추지 못할까. I know when 내 시간이 너 만나 가게 흐를까. 내 곁에 그 사이 난 분화 같을까.
난 이제 내 여자의 시간을 살아. 넌 어때. 지금 네 곁에 그 사람은 어때. 흉터 하나 없는 사람은 없대. 지금 네 곁에 그 사람은 어때. 몇 번의 만남과 몇 번했던 밤들. 황폐했던 마음과 함께했던 밤들. 생활과 방황 가운데쯤 어떤 패턴. 망가진 다음 다시 망가지길 거듭했던. 시간은 다 끝났어. 난 여자가 바꿔놨어. 행복 안정 평화 같은 말들이 가끔 낯설어. 시간에 적응하는데 시간이 좀 걸렸지. 기억을 똑바로 대하는 게 시간 좀 걸렸지. 여기까지가 좋겠어. 이제와 쿨한 척했어. 멀어졌겠어. 계속했어. 다간 오늘 밤 노트가 비좁게 마지막 미리 써놨지. 그냥 나 행복했으면 좋겠어.
Hey, we've been living in a different time zone. 이 노래 속에 담긴 말로 내 마음 담아내는 게 불가능해. 알면서도 나는 왜 why 여기서 멈추지 못할까. I know when 내 시간은 너 만나 가게 흐를까. 내 곁에 그 사람 보내도 될까.
내가 머물던 너의 시간과 이별 앞에 불안했던 예감과 나 혼자 눈뜬 그 아침의 감각. 탄의 역사라 내 안에 감추고 살아. 그때 그대가 머물던 나의 시간과 이별 앞에 불안했던 예감과 나 혼자 눈뜬 그 아침의 감각. 탄의 역사라 내 안에 감추고 살아.
We've been living in a different time zone. 이 노래 속에 담긴 말로 내 마음 담아내는 게
불가능해 알면서도 나는 왜 여기서 멈추지 못할까 너와 내 시간은 너 만나 가르게 흐를까 내 곁에 그 사람 누나 같을까
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break was P-Type featuring Verbal Jint, two of the greatest MCs to ever bless the mic just in the world. It's from P-Type's latest single. If you want to learn more about how the art of rapping came about in Korea, these are the two you'll want to take a look at. Moving on, the next song is from Hong Kong, from one of Hong Kong's most beloved stars, Joey Young. She's a very famous entertainer. She sings, she acts, she does just about everything. And she hasn't really been working on music for the past 3 years or so, though she recently released a new mini-album this past April. It was released in the Cantonese language, and it's called Me Redo. In Mandarin, the song from her today is called Piao Hong, which I'm not too sure how to pronounce it in Cantonese, but it translates roughly to Rosie. It's about the closest thing I've ever heard a song getting from a Chinese language song getting this close to essentially being a baby making jam, based on a line that, from what I can tell, roughly means, I want to remember your taste. And listening to the overall style of the song, it's easy to arrive at that particular conclusion. I could be completely off, though, based on my horrible Cantonese abilities. It would not be a surprise at all. Either way, she has a very pleasant voice. She's displayed her ability to sing in both Cantonese and Mandarin in her career, and more or less, she's actually known as being that singer before she's an actor, even though she does both so much. I won't go dissect the lyrics this time around, but that's coming up next. And after, Joey will have Hyoko from South Korea with Wari Kari Comes and Goes.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ Để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn. 슬픈 말은 하지 마요. 아마 그럴 줄은 알았는데 이젠 좀 잔잔하다 했었는데 뒤도 돌아보지 않나. 그런 마음을 낮추지 마요. 저기 다가온다 기대했는데 또 한편 언젠가는 떠나갈걸 이젠 슬쩍 봐도 알아.
Comes and goes, 'cause we did this way we tried before. And we like comes and goes, 'cause people still play the game all the time.
따스한 여름 별을 떼어냈죠. 옅은 빛을 살피고 있으면 내일이 그리 기다려졌는데 이젠 그렇지도 않나. 어렸을 때 몰래 훔쳐봤던 아빠의 수첩 같은 일기장엔 오늘의 걱정이 적혀있던 게 이제야 생각나네.
Every time comes and goes, 'cause we did this when we tried before.
I'm not here anymore. 그냥 답을 안고서 다들 그렇게들 떠나나요? 이미 저 너무 멀리 해가 있네. 여기에는 아무도 안 올 테니 그냥 집으로 돌아갈래.
That was Joey Young with Rosie, and after that was Hyoko with Comes and Goes. Hyoko is an indie band from South Korea that has been getting increasingly popular over the past few months. Their frontman is a dude who goes by the name of Oh Hyuk. Oh is actually the surname in this case. Oh Hyuk has been doing a lot of work on his own without his band, different collaborations with different artists. So there's been considerable confusion as to which name is for which, the band or the singer. So just let it be known now, Hyoko is the band named after himself, who goes by the name of Oh Hyuk. And actually, I have to say, I was contacted a couple times by listeners, once by phone, once more by email, and these people, they say that they love the music, thank you for that, and they wanted to hear more indie that wasn't really hip-hop, which I bring in a lot, so here it is. It's not a particular genre. You can hear some elements of rock, some jazz, and a little funk in Hyoko's song, but let it not be said that Steve does not care about his listeners. Now it is once again that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian Entertainment News. So the first story of the week, something that I found rather funny. Park Jin-young reveals his dating tactics from his bachelor days. So Park Jin-young, aka JYP, CEO of JYP Entertainment, was recently on an episode of Healing Camp, and on the show he told the hosts and the other guests about his old dating habits from when he was single. The singer-songwriter and record producer states that he has always had a thing for women with a thin waist and wide hips. He states, "Whenever I went on a blind date and couldn't take a look at her because we were sitting down, I would check it by asking her, 'How tall are you? Stand up for me.'" He shares about his dating tactics before settling down, reveals that girls without curves were automatically out. "Back when I was dating, I never dated girls with small butts. If she had a pretty face but a small butt, we honestly just became close friends." It's clear that his song "Who's Your Mama" featuring Jessie, which is this year's Korean pop anthem dedicated to booty, was not written for amusement. The song is clearly more genuine than people originally thought. I'll give JYP one thing, and that he's definitely brutally honest. And, you know, I respect him for that. I respect him that he can be honest, that he doesn't need to go about being all fakey about this. But he's not distancing himself from his past, which is something that a lot of people usually do, that if it becomes something that may be a little bit embarrassing, they immediately start backpedaling. So I wonder how his wife feels about it now. He is a married man. If all of this is real and not for the sake of television, you really do get to wonder, why is it exactly that he settled down with the now Mrs. JYP. So the next story isn't so much news, more so than just a little bit of an update that is still relevant in its own way. So many people know that on the show I talk about a singer from Hong Kong named Jem a lot. Now, for the past year and a half, past 2 years or so, she's actually been on tour all around the world. She's performed just about everywhere you can imagine, even in places where you don't really expect an Asian artist to go, such as New Jersey and Wisconsin. And the thing is that she's actually in London right now, and she's about to perform kind of the last little bit of her tour on this worldwide tour in London at the SSE Arena at Wembley, the Wembley Arena. And here's why I'm mentioning this, though. There is a very notable Austrian music arranger named Lupo Gronig, and he is also a label exec. He actually co-founded Hummingbird Entertainment, which is the label that Jem is signed to. And from day one, he was the one that kind of backed her. He was kind of the creative director, the person who arranged all of her music. And more or less so, he discovered her and helped her arrange her songs. It wasn't really him who discovered Jem's talent, but it was more the person that he founded the record label with, a dude named Tan Cheng. But, you know, he had a hand in that as well. Jem, for the most part, writes and composes her own songs now. Lupo says that because he doesn't really understand her music and her lyrics, he can focus on the arranging and just making it a good musical experience from the composition standpoint. It's what he says, though, that he wants to help an Asian artist break into the Western market, despite the stigma and this overarching stereotype that Asian artists are unable to do so. You can kind of see this happening more or more, such as in the case of producer Diplo, who is helping K-pop star CL of 21 with her United States debut or Western debut, however you want to, whatever you want to call it. And it's good to see that there are these knowledgeable, these notable people who are willing to give these artists a chance, who are able to see that talent is everywhere. It's not just limited to one part of this world. Though it does really kind of make you think where it's going to actually go from here. How much power do they actually have to bring these people into the limelight here? How do they know for sure that they'll be able to sell out these arenas or whatnot? That it's these questions that constantly remain by, and it's something that I think about a lot because of the nature of this show. But this is one of those things where really, you know, it sounds very cliche, but only time will tell. Lupo is doing a very good job of really honing this the music that Jem puts out, and kind of in a way that maintains its very Chinese or Hong Kong-ish roots, but then combines it with enough that it actually translates over to kind of Western tastes, I guess you could say, actually very, very well. So we'll leave it at that for now, and we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around, guys. Don't go anywhere.
LA-based rock trio LA Witch returns to Vancouver to play Thursday, December 10th at the Cobalt with special guests Feels and Eric Campbell in the Dirt. Doors open at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and the show is 19+. Find your information and tickets on sale now at timmerconcerts.com or in real life at Red Cat and Zulu Records.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101, and the next song that I have coming up for you is from Taiwan, and it's by one of the most renowned, beloved, and accomplished divas of the Taiwanese pop scene. You might know her already. Her name is Zhang Hui Mei from Taiwan, and the song is called Fang Le Na Ge Zuo Pin, which actually translates more or less to, maybe not translates, but it definitely, it's called in English, Give the Work a Break. Now, the overall message of this song is that it's kind of addressing the music industry in a way. And what she's essentially, what she's really driving at is that sometimes you get this feeling that art is no longer art, especially in the type of industry that she is in. That is it really art, or is it really self-expression when the industry and all these standards and some of the people even just keep trying to drive it into a different direction? At the end of the day, what she's really trying to get at is that you do it because you love it. You do this art because you want people to share in that experience with you, and that you do it because it's something that you want to do. It's kind of like putting a little bit of your heart and soul into this song, into this craft, into a painting, whatever this particular thing may be. And it's a little bit of commentary, I guess you could say, especially in something like a music industry, pop or otherwise. There are times when you feel as if these labels or these large corporations are telling you what type of music you should be doing or what the listeners actually want. She's trying to get away from all of that and saying, you do it because you love it. It's on her latest album called Amit 2. And she's actually performing under the moniker of Amit, which is actually kind of because she's actually descended from Taiwanese Aborigine. This is actually a different way of writing her name. And this was actually a very unexpected release. It was expected to be released sometime late last year, but then it didn't show up until April of 2015. Overall, it's one of the most oddest and yet amazing musical experiences that I've ever actually heard. There's so many different styles on it. There's actually a tribute to Bob Marley. This one, in terms of musicality, is not really standout, but the message is where it really shines. Let's check it out now. Ame with Give the Work a Break. That was Ame with Give the Work a Break. An interesting bit of social commentary on the state of the industry, how money seems to be driving the art rather than the sake of doing the art driving the art. At the end of the day, it's actually really great to see an artist of her stature just really being able to do this music that she wants to do, kind of share a message that she believes needs to be shared, and rather than letting the industry dictate her. If there's anyone who is qualified to say stuff like this, I truly believe that it is her. If you're interested in possibly one of the biggest singers in the Mandarin pop industry, Ame is definitely the route to go. So coming up next, I have another track from South Korea, this time by IU and her newest song, 23. And I'm going to butcher this Korean really quickly, Sumerset. And in a way, this one, what she's really doing with this song is that she's addressing the fact that she is an adult now. She is 23 years old, and that she's kind of enjoying that period of maturity in a way, but also being a little more free and a little more harsh. Maybe that's not the best word to use, but she's essentially just telling the listeners that she's no longer that 17-year-old kid who originally debuted, that became this kind of national little darling. And in a way, she's just saying that she's become a little more cunning, I believe is the newest word. Kind of like, as she puts it, pretend to be a fox that pretends to be a bear. You just can't really seem to get a read on her anymore. It's a little bit more funk in sound, but it's more or less kind of the sound that we've come to associate with IU. And in terms of just being a Korean song, it's fairly cookie cutter pop. But overall, her airy vocals does this amazing instrumental a lot of justice, and she's just always a good listening choice. So let's check it out now. IU with 23.
I'm telling this free to lead you my feet. I'm not afraid to
That was IU with 23, celebrating the fact that she is no longer that 17-year-old national little darling who once debuted with those Please Just Love Me and those First Love type of songs. She's now become, honestly, a very cunning and very charismatic woman. And unfortunately for all those people who love her so much, she has actually been in a committed relationship for the past 2 years, I'm afraid. But either way, she still has there's still her music that we can all sit down together and enjoy. So moving on, I have a song from Taiwan, once again, by a Taiwanese songwriter named Xiao Yu. And he's actually been in the industry for quite a long time, though he's been a little bit inactive for the past few years. And the song from him today it translates essentially to the transition period. And reading through the lyrics is kind of like he's essentially addressing this kind of this push and pull that he has with a woman, that it seems like she's giving him these signals and then he's interpreting them wrong. It's just he blames himself for this, and that he acknowledges the fact that he may in fact just be the rebound guy, and that she's just playing with him and toying with him emotionally and just doing all these nasty things to this dude. But his voice is very R&B. It's actually crazy how well he does that genre justice. He's actually known for being one of the first people to actually hit kind of mainstream popularity in Taiwan with a more R&B sound. You know, Harlem U was, of course, the very first one to experiment with that genre. But then he was very famous, but then he never really hit kind of like that. It didn't really become his thing. It wasn't really his niche. For people like Khalil Fong and even Xiao Yu, it was their niche. So this was released in 2012 on his album called One More Try. Again, he's been inactive for a few years now, but his music withstands the test of time. No, but this one is actually a very solid song. It actually is very reminiscent of the late 2000s R&B, which is a particular style and sound that I remember very fondly. So let's check it out now.
所有梦里一再出现的讯息，有种失落我感觉过，你若有所思的神情背对着我的身影，我看得懂那叫寂寞。梦境的意义，爱是痛的替代品，我是你的过渡器，太简单的谜底，忽略不计，只要你想你就随时逃避，若即若离，只要你想你随时隐形， I don't know why won't you set me free、想演戏，再花力气扮演完美情侣，不想继续再把一段关系的游戏、不想再做梦去麻痹自己、是你的过渡期，太简单。
So that was Xiao Yu with the transition period off his 2012 album One More Try. If you notice, he actually tossed in a little bit of rapping at the end there, and I've had my opinions about rap done in a Chinese language. There's good and bad, pros and cons, and it's not for everyone, but he definitely did it extremely well. He's a singer-songwriter. He composed this track himself, though he did not write the lyrics, but again, his voice is actually surprisingly suited to R&B music. If you are interested in actually a very talented and genuine singer-songwriter, Xiao Yu is a very good choice. So that will actually take us into the last track of the day. Coming up next is your weekly arts report. The crew, the entourage, is coming in here again and share with you some more happenings in the local arts scene. So the song that I'm going to end with is our special Canadian Artist of the Week. Last but certainly not least, Toronto-based rapper Jay Rise with his song This Isn't Who We Are, featuring Jordan Lorenzo on the hook. Something very melancholy, yet very soothing to end us off. That will do it for this week's Asian Wave 101. If you have any requests from me at all, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. Any thoughts on this week's news, send it my way. Don't hesitate. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you so much for joining me. This has been Asian Wave 101, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I will speak to you again next week. Take care.
Jay Rise. Got me up all night, drinking this liquor, stupid I know. All the things that we've been through, I'm trying to get through, moving on slow. My head above the waters, it's harder than it seems, and I can't take it any longer. I'm starting to feel weak, it's been weeks since I last saw you. I should have tried, but didn't bother. Ego got the best of me, but I should be a lot stronger. I'm trying to move onward, cause it's no longer. Now I don't got her. I keep thinking about, should've called her a stop from drifting away. Seconds to days, regretting mistakes. I'm missing your face, and when you would laugh, memories we had, but it's in the past. I wish it'd be reversed, I give you everything you deserve. Life's becoming a blur, love is something you can't reimburse. Swimming in the deep end, reality starting to seep in. There's nothing like us, you're the one I wanted to be with. There's no one I can relate to, and life's becoming unplayful. The love is gone, and maybe it'd be easier to
you
hate
say that you don't care, you don't wanna deal with me. You push me away, but baby, I'm not your enemy. I don't wanna go there, I hate when you pressure me. Cause baby, one day I won't have any more energy. I'm sorry for all the fights and all of the lonely nights, but everything you're doing to me ain't right. I'm sorry we fell apart, can we just go back to the start? I hate how we've been, this isn't who
feel like I sold, where did it go? I should have played my role, keep it controlled, where did I go? I can't find myself. I'm living so lost, and where is my cause? I'm trying to do well. This love doesn't cost, but I'm so exhausted. Please take the pain away, nothing can save the day. I can't complain, I need to make a change. And I tried erasing your name away. How does a love so amazing just fade away? It's been overdue for a while. I should hit you up and see what's been up. How you doing right now? Cause I've been missing that beautiful smile. What am I doing? I should keep moving. Damn. Why am I looking back? I need to relax, leave it in the past. Damn, what am I looking at? It's so annoying, I can't control it. Think about us like drinking a poison. It's really killing me, how should I deal with it? Trying to be real with it, it's really pointless. It's really pointless. Stop moping about it, stop being a bitch. Get back to my focus, stop being hopeless. Start being open, go out and live. There's no one I can relate to. How did I get so hateful? The love is gone, the love is gone. It's easier to hate you.
You don't care, you don't wanna deal with me.
Everybody, welcome to this week's Arts Report. I'm your host, Ashley. We're kind of here with my, Steve Fang said before, my entourage. We have Arts Reporters Jake and Andy here today. Say hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Andy. All right. And we have a lot of cool stuff for you today. We have some great interviews. We have some great reviews. We're going to get into our interview right now. I'm proud to present Mr. Jonathan Gerard. He's the director at UBC Symphony Orchestra, and we actually have a really cool kind of event coming up not too far from, you know, today. It's November 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Roy Barnett Recital Hall. This is a reimagined take on Schubert's Winter Rise. It is a composed interpretation for tenor and small orchestra by Hans Zender. And welcome to our show.
Thank you so much, Ashley. It's great to be here.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mr. Gerard, can you tell us a little bit more about the show upcoming on the 27th?
Sure. So the show that we're doing is there's a series of concerts called Music on Point, which are usually on Friday evenings, and they're focused on bringing in really great artists to the UBC community. And the show that we're having tonight or not tonight, but on Friday, that is, mm-hmm. is it's a work by a German composer named Hans Zender. And what he's done is he's taken essentially the last piece that the great composer Franz Schubert wrote, his song cycle, Winterreise, for piano and singer and tenor in this case, and he's reworked it for a chamber orchestra and almost reimagined it so that the orchestra is doing all kinds of really cool things. It's got very unusual and eclectic sounds, and it has a lot of the players performing in ways that are not maybe what you would call a typical performance type of practice on the instrument. So it uses some extended techniques for the players. It happens without stopping.